Hi, beautiful people. I hope you're standing strong and authentic out there. There's a song going on these days, or for some days, so maybe weeks now. I don't even going to mention it, its name, because I really can't stand it. Sorry. But as you know, when you come to my pages, I am always authentic to my own meanings. And of course, I can have meanings like everybody else, and you should have too. But I think it's an important song, or an important theme or subject. Because I hear it everywhere. It's on, I'm not on TikTok, but I have a teenager son, and it's on TikTok, and it's on the radio, and it's in cars, and it's on every playlist, and I just get sick to my bones. And it's important for me to say that it's not about the people, the two girls behind it. It's about the lyrics and the movie, or the music video, I will say. And again, we are different and we have different opinions. And I see somebody thinks it's really liberation and freedom for women. And usually when I don't like lyrics and music videos, I just turn them on or close my, not eyes, but ears maybe. and just lock them away. I don't care. And I really didn't care. I saw this and I just wanted to throw up. And then I thought, okay, then this is not for me. Okay, that's okay. People who like it can enjoy it. And then I just went further with it. But then for some reason, there was an interview that I don't even remember where I heard it. It was kind of just with one ear. And I think somebody else were listening to it. And then I heard them kind of saying it was an important song for women, that they wanted every woman to kind of relate to the song, and then I felt my temperature rising, and then I felt, okay, pick your battles. This is an important one for me, because on my site here with Rose Spirit Medicine, Healing Power Within, I'm all about finding your inner power, your inner roar, your authenticity, stand on the planet as yourself. And of course, if this is who they are, that's also fine with me. But I don't want to be, I don't want to stand for those values. So I just had to come forward to say some words about that, because I think it's important, again, about values and who we are. And all these years I worked with people struggling with finding their values, and again with this battle between men and women, and how kind of women have been lower than men in the society for so long, and there have been fights to get us for women rights, and we have come a long way. But I think it's the danger is that the women take over where men have been, and we think that's being equal when we behave. And now this is really heavy kind of to talk about, because we talk as like men as a one group and women as one group, and after my opinion, it's not. But it's come to that. I know a lot of women defending men and vice versa, and support and help and lift each other. So this is not this. This is the kind of for those men who always have treated girls and women like less worthy, and then women were raised to feel less worthy. And treated also themselves that way. I think that's the pattern you get into. You get treated like you're nothing, and you behave it like you're nothing. And I think when we have more freedom these days and we want to express ourselves, I feel maybe many times we think we are free, but what we really do is giving these guys exactly what they want and have been begging for so long, and then suddenly we give it for free to them. So in my eyes and ears, that's not freedom. And to just adapt the same language and the same way to talk and treat women, we start treating ourselves like that, and we start talking to boys and behave towards boys the same way they have been to us. I don't think that's equality. I don't think that's to have come a long way. I think this one is a really big fall from that fight for the rights of women, in my opinion. And I think it's important we have these reflections and dare to express our feelings and meanings in this. I think that's the beauty with art, even if it's from paintings or photos or lyrics or music videos. It's kind of everybody's art. And I remember one, I don't even remember who said it. Oh, sorry. I think it's really, yeah, okay. A known person. But he or she said, I think it was a he, said that art is only the garbage from a soul, from the artist. And then you take in this garbage and you praise it, kind of. And there's good garbage and there's bad garbage, kind of. So I don't want to hang the bad garbage on my wall. It's just filled with bad energy and kind of it should just be thrown straight away to be thrown away when it was out of the artist. I do that when I paint and I get out all the crap inside of myself. I don't sell that. I don't give it away. I throw it away. I burn it and then it's out of me and it's gone. And nobody has to sit in that energy or relive what I did. And I try to, and this is the really bad, heavy stuff. Of course, sadness and confusion and love and all those other feelings. But I think some things should be not left on the wall to people because it can really feel ghosty to live in for sensitive people. So, but this song, it just stuck with me. And of course, it's a catchy song. And people, of course, that are good in what they're doing, they know what rhythm or beat or to make it catchy and to make it sing it over and over again. And it's kind of, if you just look at it and hear the kind of rhythm and the music itself, I can understand that people are getting into it. But if you really read the lyrics on it, I was with a good friend of mine. We were sitting here some days ago and he had just seen the video and heard the song and he was disgusted as well. So we were agreeing on that one. And then I said to him, have you really read the lyrics? Have you, because it's so much words and it's long. And I think when you look at its beautiful ladies, and of course they have much cleavage and much butts and very little clothes on, and there's a lot of girls, lots of things going on. So I think you maybe get one or two sentences with you that stick with you, and then you maybe not have heard the rest of it. And then it's okay with grown-up people that like this and love this and are into this, that's okay. No problem. But what I think is bad is it's open to everybody. It's open to our children, small children. And when you see them on TikTok, it's cute and pure and just dancing around doing this dance that has been all over the place now. And what they're representing with this, I don't like it. That's my honest opinion. I don't think it's a good influence. If you want to see or look at porn or pornographic vocabulary, then you can go to look at porn or you can do it. But this is open for everybody all over the place. And especially now since so many have kind of embraced it and and said it's okay. We love this. They're great. They're funny. They're very stretchy. So if you still don't know what I'm talking about, good for you. I wish I don't know. It's just, I kind of maybe expected this from a guy, but it's, and again, okay, was that prejudice maybe? But I think I heard the same things from a guy, and now it's just said the same words from women. And to me, again, that is not equality. It's not a leap in how women can be equal to men. And I just think we try to overpower each other. I think we go in each other's footsteps, and you treat me bad and I treat you bad, and I lure you and seduce you away, and you do the same to me, but not in a kind of beautiful way. And again, we are different. But I think it's important to give a voice to the other side as well, because I think we have so less few limits. Now we have had a lot of discussion about that some weeks ago, also with another friend, and how we cannot kind of come to a place from when I grew up, nothing was legal. It was kind of everything was sin and everything was bad and everything, we shouldn't talk about sex, and we shouldn't have sex before marriage, and you shouldn't be half naked, and you shouldn't behave like a slut or whatever. And then we come to a point where it tipped over the other edge, where everything is legal. You can do whatever you do. And when people like me, like this, say something bad about that behavior, we are bad, or we mock them or whatever. But I think it's important, because it's not for everybody. Like I always say, none of us is alike. So when people make art, it's out there for everybody, and you can like it or dislike it. You can love it or hate it, or you can not feel anything. And art is made to make you feel something. And for me, in this case, I just felt rage and nauseous. And yeah, I read the text over and over again, because I hope there was something there, a kind of some funny or some ironic stuff or something. But together with the video and all this, it was taken over the top, I think. And it really was, for me, lowering for women to selling themselves out in this lyrics and this video. And again, I'm not talking about these two girls. They're beautiful girls, and I don't know them, so I don't talk about them as people outside of their art, but just this piece of music they made. So when I was sitting with my friend here, and I have this, I write rap. Did it for a long time. I don't know, especially when I'm with him, he always wanted to be a rapper, but he's too shy. So I think when we hang around, you know, different people bring out different side of you. And when he is around, I start rapping. It's the words just comes flowing. And it's so funny. We have so much fun with this, because he wish he could, and he can't. He can't get himself to do it. So I kind of just, I'm his medium. I channel the rapper in him, I think, since I'm much less shy. So, but this one, it wasn't, of course, channeled through him. This was for me when I have looked at this movie and had to, I think I got the urge to try to transform it, because I can't escape it. It's everywhere and I hate it. No, hate was a really bad word, but I can't stand it. I think it's disgusting. So in every way, I can't find anything nice. And they said it themselves, it's a nasty, so it's okay. But at the same time saying it's a rise for women and everybody can relate to this. And I would love to see this movie. If they strip down, not their clothes, there's not much to strip down there. But to take away, have more clothes on and not makeup, strip all away, all the, be naked in their face and on their hair, just usual hair. And no props and not this, because I don't think most women, unless you are married to a millionaire or you are a millionaire or a very popular pop star or artist, I don't think anybody can relate to this kind of house or this kind of clothing or this kind of movement or stretching. Or most people cannot relate to that. So it's kind of the opposite of what they're saying, that all girls can relate to this, because there's so much there you can't relate to. So if you strip down your makeup and the props and just stand in a studio naked, with a naked face and just regular clothes, regular hair, both of these natural, beautiful women, and sing the exact same song, the lines, and just taste the words in their mouth and try to make that a worthy song for women. I would love to see that. That I would like to see on TikTok. Then I will go on TikTok. True, my son, I guess. Because that, if somebody can make that a beautiful movie with dignity and feeling of value and women's equality, yeah, I would like to see that. That's a challenge. So what I do, I myself had to transform it, because as I said, I can't escape it. So it's everywhere. And you know, when there's a catchy line or there's a catchy melody, you kind of go and have it in your brain. That's the danger with it. Even for me that doesn't like it, have myself singing it. And then I thought, okay, then I have to transform it into something else that I can stand for. Something with my words, what I would have if I should make the same movie, but turn it around. Since you're here, I'm feeling the opposite of what they're trying to do. So I have did that. I turned it around. So my became Paw. So that's the word backwards, or the. Yeah, and I made a new meaning of the letters as well. So I love to make a rap, or I say a rap, not a rap, but rap. I like to wrap it in because I want to wrap it into my heart. I want the raps that I make to not come from my brain or to make something catchy, but I want to say something that's true from my heart and from my soul and that I can stand for, and how I experience other lyrics or how I kind of understand them and see them in another light and see them through my experience. So of course this one is not cozy in that way either, but it's not sexual in any way, I will say. It's not, but it's of course maybe not so nice to men either. And again, men are not just men. There's a lot of groups of men, and every man is a unique person. But this is kind of, since there's a tone in this movie, this dominant tone or in this lyric. So a lot of us girls have, of course, experienced these guys that are that also, not just girls that have start coping the dominant men. I made my own version of it, and I will not rap it to you. That's just, I will just unwrap it to you. Just kind of read it like a lyric, I will say, or a poem. I think that will be better. And just for now. So we'll see what the future brings. But I love to write, and I love to rhyme and I love to engage in important subjects that I think it's important for our growth and evolution as a human race and earth walkers and an earth tribe. And again, that's why I love art, good art, bad art, art that I like personally and I don't like, because it's always make me reflect and feel into it and see how strong feelings different things bring into me and how they wake up things that have been dormant kind of for a long time, and then you can heal with it. So it's always healing. It's always nice to see the garbage everybody else is carrying and throwing out there. And so now I'm throwing out my own in my own words and in my own way. I at the first I thought I just should kind of make a remix of the melody and everything, but I just picked some lines just to, so for you that know the text and the song can kind of recognize it a little bit. But I didn't follow the rhyme and I didn't follow any rules, and I didn't try to copy the melody in any way, since I'm not going to sing it either. So it's just a poem. I just took it from my heart with the words I felt I had to say after listening to this over and over against my will and sometimes with my own will. So I hope we'll kind of you will enjoy it in your own way and see. Of course, this is totally different. So, and there will not be a music video either. It's up to you to make one if you want. So be inspired or be disgusted or just laugh. Or I'm crazy. I know I am. And I love to explore different sides of myself and the art of living. Can I say that? Yes. So I will post it down under or down here, so you can see if it talks to you, if that's more on your frequency than the other version, or if the other version is better for you, then go ahead, enjoy.